Freedom, equality, justice, and humanity. What are the greatest attributes of our democracy? I have learned in history class that America is different from other countries. But for a while, I did not understand why. In the fourth grade, I memorized one of America's important documents and learned its significance. It was then that I began to realize why America was unique. The document was The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. During the First World War, New York Commissioner of Education Henry Chapin proposed a contest to promote patriotism. It was a short essay contest where one was to write why America was different from other countries. The judges reviewed over 3,000 entries before deciding on a winner, which was the essay by William Tyler Page. In my opinion, he truly captured some of the greatest attributes of our democracy. The first part of the American's Creed reads as follows. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity. I also believe that some of the greatest attributes of our democracy are freedom, equality, justice, and humanity. Why is freedom mentioned first? Freedom was the reason America became a country in the first place. Our freedom is extremely fragile because it is not just an attribute, but a contract, one that must be renewed every day. James Russell Lowell once wrote, "Our fathers fought for liberty, but ourselves must set us free." Over 250 years ago, our ancestors fought a long and weary battle for freedom, and they won. But that does not mean our freedom can never be taken away. We must choose to renew our freedom every day so our democracy will not lose the characteristic that built our country in the first place. Next, what exactly is equality? Equality is defined as the state of being equal, especially in status, rights, and opportunities. In the past, some countries would implement a strict social system, and whatever social class you were born into, you had to stay in for your whole life. In America, citizens are given opportunities to pursue a career of their choice. As a result, America is a country full of men and women doing what once seemed impossible. Third, what is the significance of justice in our democracy? In elementary school, I memorized a list of the rights of Americans, and one stated the following: you have the right to a trial by jury. You are innocent until proven guilty. In the past, people in other countries have been given trials where their verdict was decided before any testimonies were even given. Another important aspect of justice in America is the Sixth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, the right to a speedy and public trial. As Americans, we should never have a trial long after the accusation or one behind closed doors. Justice helps ensure that Americans will not be exploited. Lastly, how does humanity encourage our democracy? Humanity means treating others with the utmost respect. When people are not treated with respect, they may lack a desire to leave behind a valued legacy. Why? If one does not feel their efforts are valued, they may not feel a sense of purpose and desire to make a lasting impact on their society. Showing respect, kindness, and compassion to the people around us will help advance our democracy in the years to come. Freedom, equality, justice, and humanity are truly the greatest attributes of America. William Tyler Page knew these attributes were not freely given, and he explains why America is the country she is today. He states the clause for which American patriots sacrifice their lives and fortunes. I think all of us understand that freedom is not free. Over the past 250 years, millions of American service members have given up everything to serve their country. They were fighting for me, my siblings, and my generation, so we could live in a land with freedom, equality, justice, and humanity. The very last part of the American's Creed is as follows. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Now it is my job, as part of the next generation of Americans, to honor those words. As a young person, I will resolve to choose freedom, support equality, fight injustice, and respect humanity. so that America will continue to be great for generations to come.